Hello, this is Dr. Colby. This is not the Crunch Zone podcast. This is an audio edition of Dr. Colby's Clinic. Thought I'd try something new and kind of just see how this goes, kind of talking about the injury instead of writing up an article. But if everyone hates it, I'll go back to writing things. But yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about David Johnson's shoulder injury. If you don't follow me on Twitter, if you're not accustomed to reading these articles on the Crunch Zone, I am a doctor of acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine and a licensed acupuncturist and herbalist, licensed by the State Medical Board of Kentucky, and I have a clinic here in town called AcuBalance. So yeah, I'm going to kind of give a rundown on what David's injury could be, because we don't really know the details, but I'll talk as much about it as I can, and again, a lot of this is sort of guessing based on kind of the most common injury types, but yeah, and then I'll kind of give the acupuncture perspective a little bit as well. So what we know is David injured his shoulder in practice on Monday, so that would be July 22nd. He's reportedly going to have surgery to repair the damage, and he's expected to be out for 4 to 6 months. So again, that's kind of all they said, really. He injured his shoulder in some capacity in practice, and he did have an MRI, so they know what it is. They just don't really release the details on injuries, and that's just kind of how that goes. You know, typically with a shoulder injury and you know, something like this, they're going to do imaging on it, so they're going to diagnose it with an MRI. But, you know, they'll start with physical exam and assessment of symptoms and then kind of confirm exactly the nature of the damage with imaging. So usually an X-ray or an MRI, MRI definitely for soft tissue. So yeah, U of L hasn't released information on exactly what the injury is, but it's likely a tendon tear of some kind, just kind of based on needing surgery and having that long of a healing time and being out of practice and games and stuff. The most common shoulder injuries are rotator cuff injury, some sort of ligament tear or tendon tear in the rotator cuff, or could be a labrum tear. So tendon parts of the shoulder. I think it's one of those two. Again, just kind of based on the expectations with surgery and healing and everything. But other possibilities, you know, could be a broken collarbone, broken in such a way that they kind of need to go in and set the bone. You know, under normal circumstances, the bone break would heal quicker than a tendon injury, but you know, it could be something weird. Could be a biceps tendon tear, bursitis of kind of the bursa and the shoulder joint. Usually that's not really something that requires surgery. It's just kind of something you sort of work on and treat with pain management and that sort of thing. So it's probably not that, but you know, you never know. It could be some sort of nerve impingement, and that could be from a muscle or tendon issue or some sort of bone issue or something in that area. But all of these are possible, and certainly other things are possible. But guessing, you know, based on kind of what the most common shoulder injuries are, and especially like sports injuries to the shoulder are, I think it's probably going to be some sort of a rotator cuff issue or a labrum issue. So I'm going to focus on these two and kind of talk about these two a little bit. So the rotator cuff, it's four muscles that basically connect the arm to the shoulder blade. Together they hold the ball in the socket, and the shoulder's the ball and socket joint. So they kind of together help stabilize the arm in the shoulder joint. They're responsible for allowing all the movements of the upper arm. And the tendon part of the muscle that's most likely to tear in that group of four muscles that form the rotator cuff is it's usually the supraspinatus. And really, you know, any one of those four muscles and kind of like the tendon part of the muscle, they can technically tear and cause a quote unquote like rotator cuff tear, rotator cuff injury. And it might be more than one. It's not always just one of them tears. It could be bad enough where it's a severe kind of rupture of that whole series of muscles and tendons in there. But, you know, usually the supraspinatus is the one just kind of based on the way it's situated and kind of extended over, you know, bony parts of the shoulder. It tends to be the one, and especially if there's, you know, any amount of bone spurs, you know, they can rub against the tendon and weaken it and make it more prone to tear. So it's, you know, it's probably that one if it is a rotator issue, but, you know, it can be bad enough where it's more than one or a different one. But that one's a little bit smaller, so it tends to tear. But basically, you know, this is going to cause pain, limited range of motion, ultimately instability of the shoulder joint. It's going to feel kind of like your arm's not completely connected. And since it's kind of tucked away, you know, you need surgery to repair it typically. And with tendon injuries, you know, surgery is usually something that that's required. The surgeon essentially tries to knit the tendon fibers back together. A lot of times they'll use some sort of material as a graft, which basically it's a little bit of material that the tendons can sort of grow onto and then sort of like grow together. It makes it a little bit easier for that to reconnect. A labrum tear is similar. The labrum in your shoulder is the cartilage that's actually kind of like right along the ball and socket part of the shoulder joint. So there'll be similar symptoms in terms of pain and instability if you tear that, but because it's right at the site of the connection of the ball and socket, you'll probably have even more instability of the joint and feel even more like, you know, your arm's going to fall out of your socket there. So as an athlete, you're definitely going to have surgery. You know, if it were you or me, depending on how bad the tear is, a lot of times you can kind of get away with, you know, just kind of sucking it up and you know, dealing with the pain. The pain will probably come and go if the tear is not that bad. But, you know, you and I aren't out there shooting and dunking basketballs and, you know, in as physical as activity is playing amateur or professional sports, so that you're likely to aggravate that tear or make that tear worse by doing something like that. So it just kind of depends. But, you know, an athlete's definitely going to get surgery. You can't leave a small tear alone and hope it doesn't get worse, because it will get worse if you're, you know, going to go up and dunk a ball. So yeah, they'll have that surgery. And, you know, acupuncture, if we were to work on a patient that has this type of injury, acupuncture would take place usually after the surgery. If it's an athlete and they're definitely getting surgery, if it's, you know, a non-athlete, they may be putting off surgery. Like I said, you know, if it's, the pain's not bad enough that you definitely need to go in there and repair it, you know, we might use acupuncture just to kind of manage the pain and that sort of thing. But acupuncture is definitely going to be more of a, you know, expedite the healing process of, you know, a post-surgical type of case. So after surgery, we do the acupuncture. We would focus on invigorating blood circulation to help nourish and heal the tendon, encouraging the reuniting of tissues at that site of kind of where they're trying to knit them back together, whether there's a graft or if just sort of like stitched together. The big thing also is reducing the formation of scar tissue. So there's going to be probably a little bit of scar tissue from the injury, and then often, depending on if it's a fully open surgery or if it's more kind of when they go in, you know, for like a laparoscopic surgery where they just kind of cut small holes and use cameras and robots and things like that. You know, either way, you're kind of creating more trauma to the area. So that's going to create scar tissue. So if we can break that up with the acupuncture, then we can help, you know, limit how much mobility is compromised. So a treatment would most likely be local points, kind of acupuncture needles around the shoulder joint and shoulder blade. And then, you know, anytime there are tendon injuries, we always add an acupuncture point called gallbladder 34. This is down the leg, kind of near the knee. Gallbladder 34 is really good for tendons and ligaments because it is the command point of tendons and ligaments. So it's specifically used to kind of like promote healing of these tissues. It kind of lets the body know that this is the type of tissue in the body it needs to focus on, really kind of regenerating and healing. Then we also use the acupuncture point called stomach 38, and that's down on the shin. And this is just an empirical point for shoulder pain and shoulder injuries. It's nowhere near the shoulder, but, you know, due to some sort of internal acupuncture pathway connections and that sort of thing, it turns out it's really good for shoulder pain. My gosh. You know, whether it's frozen shoulder or, you know, an injury like this, kind of like a sports injury sort of thing. On the herbal side of things, you know, I cook and recommend herbal formulas. So, you know, for something like this, I'd still recommend a formula called Yiguanqian. And if you've read my articles before, this is something I've talked about a few times. But basically, its ingredients are all designed to do similar things that the acupuncture does in terms of like nourishing the tissues of the tendons, increasing circulation, promoting healing. What's good about the herbal formula is that substance is always a good thing to nourish the body with. You know, the acupuncture needles are great for promoting circulation, but you're not putting anything in the body. The body needs kind of those raw materials to help, you know, nourish and rebuild the injured tissues and things like that. So the other thing this formula does is it really helps to sort of relax and moisten and increase the elasticity of tendons. So this is going to be really good for protecting from injury, like during the rehab process. So if David's out there trying to, you know, lift medicine balls and kind of work out the arm and shoulder and things like that, you know, a lot of athletes rush it and you know, might aggravate it or re-injure something. This is a formula that's going to be really good at protecting from that happening. I give this to all my patients that are post-surgical patients, or even patients that are doing some sort of training regimen. So, you know, working out hard, this will protect from injury or, you know, re-aggravating an old injury or something that's recently been surgically repaired. So we take Yiguanjin, and, you know, a lot of times we'll just kind of add a couple herbs that are called guiding herbs. And what these are used for is certain herbs will guide the actions of the formula to specific parts of the body. So there are a couple herbs that actually will take the actions of the formula to the shoulder area. So we can add those, and that's basically kind of like how the herbal side of things goes. So yeah, you know, 4 to 6 months to get back to playing basketball. It's pretty straightforward surgery. Tendons just, you know, they take so long to heal because they don't really get direct blood infusion to bring the nutrients to the tissues to kind of help with the healing process and stuff. They're not as, you know, as well nourished as like direct muscle tissue is. So that's why acupuncture is really beneficial here. The needles actually like direct the blood flow to that site and stimulate that area a little bit better than just kind of, letting the body kind of do it on its own time. Is it going to drastically cut down on the healing time? Maybe a bit, but mostly it's going to allow the patient to kind of get more out of the rehab process, kind of cut back on pain and regain that range of motion quicker. Hopefully kind of like prevent setbacks and plateauing in the healing by making sure that things don't get re-aggravated or re-injured or anything like that. All right, that's my spiel. Find me on Twitter at Dr. Colby if you have any questions. I certainly, you know, want to wish David a speedy recovery and hope that he stays in good spirits. It's hard to have an injury like this as a freshman without, you know, really getting to get into the meat of practice and play games and stuff like that. But luckily it's you know, hopefully not a season-ending injury. You know, he could technically get back in the middle of the season and contribute. So hopefully, yeah, he can kind of keeps his spirits up and everything. And you know, we wish him the best and hopes he gets well soon. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.